Today I'll be Ezra Hashem, we learned of Pei Zayin and Masech Des Yivamas. The topics we learn about include Chayzaris Lebeis Avia LeTruma. An unmarried Bas Kohen is eligible to eat both Truma and Chazav B'Shoik of Karban Shlama. However, if she marries a Levi or Yisrael, who are prohibited, she is disqualified from eating. If her husband dies, but she has a child, then she's still disqualified. If she doesn't have children, or the child dies, then she is Chayzaris Lebeis Avia LeTruma. She reverts to her previous eligibility for Truma. However, she is not Chayzeres L'Chazav B'Shoik. She remains disqualified for Chazav B'Shoik. Chayzeres L'Veis Avi L'Maiser. Similarly, an unmarried Bas Levi is eligible to eat Maiser Rishon. However, if she marries a Yisrael, who is prohibited according to a Meir, she is disqualified from Maiser Rishon. If her husband dies, but she has a child, then she is still disqualified. If she doesn't have children or the child dies, she is Chayzeres L'Veis Avi L'Maiser. She reverts to her previous eligibility for Maaser Rishon. Chayzeres B'Shvil Bana. A Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen is eligible to eat Truma and Chazav B'Shoik. If her husband dies, she continues to eat via her son. If she subsequently remarries to a Levi or Yisrael, she is disqualified from eating via her son. However, if her second husband dies without children, she is Chayzeres B'Shvil Bana. She reverts to her previous eligibility for both Truma and Chazav B'Shoik. This is also true if a Bas Yisrael married to a Levi regarding Maaser Rishon. The halacha of Meis Ba'ala v'nisus v'achgach bo Ba'ala. The discussion of Erechad Neman b'dayraisa. The concept of Shtika Kohoidah.